Have you ever heard anybody use the term feist?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and being feisty, scrappish. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, my boy had a dog that was really a feist. And a good one, smart one. Well-blooded. And he'd tackle any coon, I don't care how big. Coon could be three times as big as he. He'd tackle. I was always scared the coon would kill him someday. Mm-hmm. But he didn't give up. Strychnine got him, but it took a long time. We had somebody that was down on the dogs in this town and put out poison, strychnine. Nighttime, dry run. And killed a number of dogs. But old Snip never could get. Snip was so smart. I used to pill him for parasites, worms, intestinal worms, which was pretty easy done first. But he knew there was something not right. After that, I couldn't do it, so I'd fool him. I'd put it in his feed. There goes a cat caught one of my green lizards.
Is that what the thing's got?
Yeah. Those green lizards, camellias? They were imported here as pets, and we had quite a few of them. I saw it run it.
Those are kind of change the color.
Yeah. Anyhow, I forgot where we were.
We were talking about dogs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, poison that dog. They couldn't get old Snip. Because, like I say, with those pills, I fooled him. You could fool him a few times and that was it. I put his feet out and caught him, and I had the pill there, you know, with a little ground meat around him. Boy, you know how a dog, you don't chew it much, you just take it and swallow it. All right, that worked once or twice, but they must have had some kind of reaction on him. Mm. And he didn't forget that, and he associated that with that saucer that I brought him. Finally, when I called him and I had that saucer and put it out, he wouldn't take it. He knew something rotten, see? All right. I thought I had to use my head as well as the dog does. So I just wouldn't call him. He knew when the back door slammed in the evening a certain time, that meant feed time. So I just put it on the saucer, wouldn't call him, slam the door, set it out, and go back in the house. Here he'd come. So finally, that wouldn't work anymore. Then I took the skin off a sausage and stitched it around there. Well, that worked fine the first few times. Of course, that sounded like I pilled them every day. No, about every 2 months or so. Anyhow, he finally got smart to that. He knew there was something about that. So he'd take that pill and he'd just get it on the side and just kind of nip a little bit until he got the seam, you know, unstitched a little bit, and he'd get that skin off and leave the pill. Mm-hmm. So he was smart about this strychnine. But somehow, they used something else, I guess. Not necessarily just for him, but for general use. That he wasn't up to, and they got him. And I was home by myself. And as after dark, I thought I heard somebody knock the front porch door. I went over there and looked out of the window light, and nobody there. I went back, dining room, sat down, listening to a radio or something. Then I thought I heard the back porch door.